The Gemara says on the top of Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, because the Bereshit because of Skena Hava Mina Mashma Tarti, the Asiya Seva Dachi Lez is a Mashma Dachaf is called Shema Hakafa and Bakati Betar Menala, and how do we know Betar? Long because of Rachmana Zekena, therefore it says Zekena. So Taisa says over Dibra Maskel Hashda that it's Mashma from the Sugya that we hold that Hakafa Sarish is Aser even Shalei Betar. There's no Gzeres Hakafa Sarish that you need Tar Dafka when it comes to Hakafa Sarish, when it comes to removing the Payas, and therefore he says it would be Mashma over here that even without a Tar, it's aser to remove the payas, and basically anything that you use to cut the payas would be aser, even though it's not a tar. This is what Taisus says over here, Taisus and Shuas and Daf Beis, and many Rishonim say the same thing. Lamaisa, there's a machlokes Rishonim about this, is the iser of akafas harosh, meaning the iser of removing your payas, is that only with a tar, or is it even aser and other things, any other kli which you use to remove the sire? So how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Yerden, Kuf Bei Aleph, so if Gimel, it says, Enochayv elo betar, yish oisrim b'misparayim ke'entar. Some say it's usher even with misparayim ke'entar, yish lachash adivayim, and the Mechaber says you should be chayshash adivayim, and you should not remove the payas even with something which is not a tar. And based upon this, the Bikveger has a Gvaldik Akash, the Bikveger is ma'ir this in the Gilion Hashas and Shavuos, and Atuva as well. And his kash is like this. He says, Lefi this, if you can't remove the saris of your payas, even with a misparayim, then we get ourselves into a very big problem, because it should be usher, basically it should be usher to comb your payas. Not only you can't cut your payas, but you can't even comb them, because if you comb your payas, then you might remove a hair. And, you know, it could be a psikresha, it's probably psikresha, they're going to remove it, like we find by Nazir, and therefore there should be an isser to not only not cut your payas, but there should even be an isser to comb it, because the combing it might remove a hair from your payas. And he's a mitzvah to be machma like that. There should be also to comb your payas. The Chassam Sefer has a tshuvatem, and the Chassam Sefer has many svaros l'hakol. One of them is that maybe it's not, you're not also only for one hair, but you have to, there has to be at least 40 siris there. As long as you leave 40 siris, then it's not a problem. And he has other svaros over there why he holds there's no issa to be siric your payas, there's no issa to comb your payas, and he says that he never saw any of his rabbim that are makbid on this, and they were makel to comb their payas, and therefore the Chassam Sefer is makel that you could comb your payas, and that is definitely the minhag ha'olam that it's mutter to comb your payas, and we're not chayshish that you might remove one hair and be over on this iser of akafas harosh without a tar. But l'maaseh, there are many gedolim that were machmer on this, and yechidim were machmer on this not to touch their payas at all, not even to comb them, and that is the reason why you find that many gedolim had very bushy payas, very thick payas, both by chassidim and misnagdim. The reason for that is, one of the reasons is because they're makban in this halacha, that they shouldn't be sarik them, they shouldn't comb them even, because by doing that you get into this chashash, issa deraisa, of removing the cyrus, and that is the reason why many gedolim had payas that were untouched, not only not cut but not combed, but many gedolim is to be makel, and one could comb their payas like the Chassam Sefer says.